Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, the sounds of the islands. Yeah, man. We're going to send you the Monster Jam.
I can't do that.
Monster Jam.
He did the jam.
Sorry, the Jamaican Jam.
Chance to win a four-pack of tickets to Monster Jam at Arrowhead Stadium. It's coming up on Saturday, June 15th. Month from now, tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com right now, but you can win them. So why not? We make it so easy to win. Ryan, what did they need to do this hour?
Oh, it's super simple. All you have to do is listen for this.
What'd you say?
I said listen. No, that's a drop. Next time you hear that drop, be caller number
9.
Caller number 9, 913-576-7610. I'll hook you up with a four-pack of tickets to Monster Jam.
In this mock draft I'm looking at, number 9 overall is somebody by the name of Jackson Hayes.
The NBA mock?
Yes.
Jackson Hayes. Got me on that one.
Really?
Who?
You don't know? Either of you?
No.
Good. University of Texas.
UT.
A Big 12-er.
A Big 12-er. Jackson Hayes?
Yeah. J-A-X-S-O-N. I like that spelling of Jackson.
Apparently didn't watch enough. I couldn't tell you the last time I watched a Longhorn game.
6'11 forward out of Loveland, Ohio.
Yeah, can play both power forward and center,
okay,
man.
Got vaguely.
Dual threat right
vaguely.
There.
Let's see. Texas's bio, it leads with it saying he's expected to compete for time in the front court rotation.
Expected to compete for time.
Now he's a lottery pick.
With Texas, yeah.
Now he's a lottery pick.
Gotcha.
Yep, that's right. Lottery pick, and we've never heard
great,
of it.
Another overrated Longhorn?
Boy, Kyle, no kidding. Every Longhorn I know is overrated, except Gene Watson. He's the only Longhorn I know that isn't overrated. He's properly rated. Hmm.
I feel like there was a guy that won the MVP that went to Texas.
Who?
Bob's got stumped.
Really?
That won the MVP?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant. That guy was.
Oh, I was thinking of Mahomes. Yeah. I was like, he went to Texas Tech. I'm sorry. Durant's good. Yeah.
What'd you say?
My bad. We're talking NBA, and you said MVP, and I'm immediately thinking Mahomes. I'm like, he didn't go to Texas.
I was talking about the NBA.
I do like a little PJ Tucker, too. I think PJ Tucker's done pretty well for himself.
Peach, they call him.
I peached my pants once.
Did you?
Not
PJ Carlissimo. PJ Tucker.
So I'm a nut bar. We proposed a trade.
Well, I think you're out of your mind. Yeah. I mean,
asked if a team offered you their next 10 first round picks for Patrick Mahomes, would I take it?
And you said, yeah. Ryan, you didn't answer. You did not answer, Ryan.
No, I would not do that.
Okay, good.
Do you realize how rare it is to have somebody like Patrick Mahomes stroll in here?
I mean, we're not talking about like a Ja Morant or something like that. We're talking
about
the
MVP. It's not Matthew Stafford.
It's not guaranteed beyond what we saw last year. I mean, you know.
No, I guarantee he's a boss.
Here we go. 913, I would take the picks. 913, Josh is effing out of his gourd. 816, no chance I make that trade. Huh. 515 says my head is with Josh, but my heart and gut are with Bob. 717 says no chance.
And I think that one's very valid.
That's a good one. The 515 is
because,
legit.
Because, I think he's really good, and he's going to be really good for a long time.
Josh is clearly drunk. I would definitely
make it, so they're
all over the place.
Chances are something weird that we don't know that's going to happen is going to happen. And
chances
you're going to have a regression, you're going to have an injury, you're going to have something that we don't want to talk about, we don't want to acknowledge, very well could happen. And you're like, I got 10 picks to make it up. So.
And your own. So you got 2 number 1 picks every year for the next 10 years. I mean, look.
I'm saying I can find
at 610 Sports KC on Twitter, I put up the poll. You are the Chiefs GM. A team offers you Their first round pick for the next 10 years for Mahomes. Do you take it? 84% right now saying no.
How many votes have we got?
161 in so the very, like 6 minutes since they put it up.
Very quick responses. 84% say no. But the text line is interesting.
Some even felt compelled to reply to it.
Of course they did. But also, but the text line is kind of a 50-50 split right now. So are you taking the Twitter side of things where 84% say no? Or are you taking the text line of things where people are like reasoning and rationalizing and saying, well, the heart says this, the mind, the gut says no, the brain just, says this.
I think Andy with another quarterback could do some things too. I think Andy with another quarterback could do things as well. And with 10 first round picks, I could really load up.
I wonder what Veach would do in that situation.
I could really load up. I could find another quarterback and really load up.
If the New York Jets call, okay, and they say, we want to give you the next, like Mike Tannenbaum calls Brett Veach and says, we want to give you the next 10 first round picks we have for Mahomes right now. If you're Brett Veach, what do? I hang up the phone as quickly as I answered it. Or I do new phone, who dis? You know, one of those type of things.
If he gave me his next, no, I would throw in Darnold. I mean, Darnold in his next 10 picks, I'd be like, yeah, I'll try that.
That's interesting. Now you're adding something to the equation.
I'm just saying they have a quarterback, right? They have a quarterback. You just mentioned the Jets.
Yeah.
Let's say they just want to trade their next 10 picks in Sam Darnold. I'm rolling with Sam Darnold.
I'd probably have to do that
with
same
Andy.
Thing.
I'm going to have Andy and Sam and
that's interesting.
And 10 first-round picks in my back pocket.
But now what if you're the Giants and they want to throw in Eli Manning or Dirk Nowitzki or whatever the guy's name is that they drafted from Duke?
Dirk Nowitzki.
Whatever the guy's name
Daniel
is.
Daniel Jones is the farthest thing away from Dirk Nowitzki.
I don't know. Both start with a D. What if you're the Giants?
Andy really loved Daniel Jones in the draft.
But what if they say, we'll give you our next 10 picks and the choice of either Eli Manning or Daniel Jones for Patrick Mahomes? Are you making that move?
I was making it without the quarterback. I'd take my chances. Yeah. I don't know what the future holds.
Yeah, but I mean,
I can use those first round picks over and over and over.
All right,
and I love me some Mahomes, but
I can't.
I'd take that haul.
I can't do that.
Chiefs have such a great history of drafting quarterbacks,
right? That's the thing.
Having them turn out to be MVP caliber,
right?
Players that I think, I'm with you.
They haven't tried.
This is the first time in franchise history they've ever drafted.
So you
think
if you give them 10 extra first round picks, you think they're actually going to try again?
If you could try, they maybe would have hit on somebody had they tried. They never tried.
Are you operating under the assumption that they've learned their mistake, though? Is that what you're selling me?
No, I'm saying that I could do it if I tried to find a quarterback. They didn't try to find a quarterback.
I know, but the first time they tried.
They did very well, yes.
They knocked it out of the park. Yeah. You think they
changed?
Yeah,
they're freaking experts at it now. Just you do it once and you're an expert.
Right, so walk away and call it good.
Yeah, like know when to hit the cash out button, bro. Like,
yeah,
cash out.
Stick with it.
Haven't done something for 30 years.
Sam Darnold for Kansas City.
Crushed it when you did it.
Yeah.
Now we can just get it anytime. No, that's not how it works.
I'm not the guy that drafted him isn't even the GM anymore.
I'm not asking them to do it, Ryan. I'm doing it.
Oh, you're doing
it.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Well, I swear to God, if
think
the
I'm
Chiefs...
I'm going to draft 10 Geno Smiths?
If the Chiefs traded Patrick Mahomes right...
He was on Mahomes from the get-go.
If the Chiefs traded Mahomes right now for the next 10 years of first-round picks to the Giants, you'd be livid.
Yes, because they would never win again. Yes. That would be the
you might as well the close
Billy
up
Goat,
the franchise.
That would be the curse of whatever. Yes, it'd be a massive curse.
Also a great point for the text line, 69306. You'd be picking in the 30s for a straight decade, too.
No, not if you have the Giants top pick.
If Mahomes plays for the Giants,
you
will.
Yeah, I got you.
Eventually.
Yeah. So, but if you don't have Mahomes, you're picking in the 10s.
He's going to have Andy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
He's not having Andy.
I don't know, man. I think you're nuts. What if they traded Andy and Mahomes for the next?
No, I don't
want to
do that.
Doing that.
I don't want to do that. I like the combo. I really like the combo, but I would trust in Andy.
What if we traded Andy for the next 10 picks to a team?
Oh yeah, I could do that right now with Mahomes. Yeah,
you keep Mahomes.
I could do that right now. Yeah,
but you have to hire Bob Sutton as the head coach.
Who's the offensive coordinator?
Eric Bieniemy, same guy.
Oh, okay.
913, don't you think you can build a team with an elite team with a mediocre quarterback?
No! Have you watched the last 10, 20 years of Chiefs football?
Have you watched, I don't know, 10, 20 years of the NFL?
You have to have the elite quarterback. Even I'm there now, and I love the mediocre quarterback.
I mean, there was a study done by Harvard.
Yes, Harvard did.
They $60,000.
They did spend a lot of money on
that. Into that to find out quarterbacks are important.
Quarterback is by far and away the most important part of an NFL franchise.
And there's no way Andy's coaching 10 years from now, by the way.
No, I don't think Andy's coaching 5 years from now.
Well, I'm still getting their 10 picks for him.
Oh, that's fine.
Someone's saying you're insanely wrong. Take the 10 picks and flip 3 first for any other quarterback in the NFL.
Why would somebody give you their quarterback for 3 first when it took 10 to get yours? And what quarterback would you take?
You're getting the next tier down. You're getting like Deshaun Watson. 3 firsts or something.
Yeah, I'll take Deshaun Watson.
I'll take Deshaun Watson. I wanted him back when he was getting out.
I'm saying you flip them out. 3 firsts. You get 10 for Mahomes, but it takes 3 to get somebody else.
Imprisoned or something.
Getting out of college, coming out, whatever the term is.
Brad and Lenexa, your winner this hour of the tickets to Monster Jam. That was our 9 o'clock hour prize. 15 minutes away from your chance at $1,000. And the Chiefs are number one. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Yeah, man.
We have a fantastic selection of island music.
There's so much steel drummed from...
Your chance to win $1,000. Be listening for 1,000 on the 30s coming up at 9:30, 10 minutes from now. Chiefs are number one. Peter King says so. His power rankings have the Chiefs number one. But also, he compliments, I guess, Patrick Mahomes. In Mahomes we trust, he says, was the reason they picked Mecole Hardman at number 56.
Josh wants to trade him.
And putting a lot of pressure on the wide receiver. In Mahomes, we trust, which should be, that's below him on the Mahomes bill.
Correct.
Will be in Mahomes, we trust. I wonder if you could ever say that a rookie picked as low as 56, the draft slot of the Chiefs' top pick, Mecole Hardman, would enter a season as a rookie with the most pressure to produce at a high level from opening day.
I said that a couple of weeks ago.
So I don't agree with the pressure placed on him. I think if anything, that might be self-induced. I don't feel like I'm looking at Mecole Hardman and saying, I need a one-for-one Tyreek Hill swap here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not in that camp. Sure. I don't think they're going to run as much stuff for him. I don't think they're just going to, if Tyreek Hill is out for a period of time, and I don't even know that Mecole Hardman's going to step in and be the starter. I would envision that he doesn't. I don't think you're going to run the end of rounds you ran for him and all the running stuff you did for him in year number one. I'm talking about year one, Mahomes.
Right. I got you.
I can't even fast forward to multiple year Tyreek Hill. It's year one Tyreek Hill and what we saw out of that. If he gives me that, I'm pretty happy. But I don't have a bar, I guess, like the most pressure is on him, and in Mahomes we trust. I think he'll make Mecole Hardman a better player. I'm not throwing a bunch on the wide receiver this year.
Yeah, I think I said it when they drafted him that next day or so. I said, I think there's going to be more pressure on this guy because it's not – I don't think it's pressure from inside the organization, Josh, as much as it's going to be pressure from the Spiro Dides of the world and the Al Michaels of the world and the Jim Nances of the world and all of us of the world. That if number 10 does not play for the Kansas City Chiefs, that every single week there's going to be the comparison from Hardman to him. He's the guy who replaced number 10. He's the guy that's got to, step up his game to see if the offense can maintain where it was with number 10 at wide receiver. Like, those are going to be the kind of things that get said about Mecole Hardman. They just are. And I wouldn't want to put any limitations on him, but I don't feel it's, fair, if you will, to him to say he has to be the best wide receiver in the NFL as a rookie or replace one of the best wide receivers in the NFL as a rookie and not miss a beat. I don't think he's going to put up the same numbers that Hill did, no question about that. But I think Andy's going to probably try to utilize him in that same type of role. That's why they traded up to get him. They didn't trade up to get him because they just looked at him as a nice piece to the puzzle. They traded up to get him with the mindset of they may not have number 10 on their team and they need somebody that can do some of those similar things to give the quarterback some more weapons to use on offense. And so the pressure, I think, is not going to come from Andy Reid or Mahomes or the Chiefs as an organization. I think the pressure, and maybe pressure is even the wrong term to use, but it's going to be natural for everybody to look at the direct comparison between the two, Josh, because that's what we do in sports. I mean, we're going to be looking at Nicky Lopez at second base as a direct comparison now to Whit Merrifield at second base, or, you know, whoever plays first base is a direct comparison to Eric Hosmer. Hell, we've been looking at direct comparisons to George Brett now for 20-plus years over there, you know, at third base to find out whether or not somebody was going to be able to replace George Brett at third base. So you're always going to have those comparisons from the guy that you replaced when you come into a new system. That's why you never want to be the guy that replaces the guy. You want to be the guy that replaces the guy who replaced the guy, because then you forgot about the initial guy and then they can focus on you. And so that's where I think we are with Hardman. I think it's natural to make that comparison, and that natural comparison is an easy comparison, and it's going to be made a lot by people in NFL circles.
Do you think that they use him like they use Tyreek Hill?
I think they're going to try to, sure. Yeah, I think so. Why not?
I think you plug him in the return game, and if he gives you any receiving, more power to him.
Yeah, why not, though? I mean, why not try? See if he can do it. And if he can do it, then you got yourself a weapon there.
We'll see. I mean, I wouldn't put it past Andy Reid to do about anything in drawing up stuff for different people. I just think I'm not looking at this at any way, shape, or form as a one-for-one. If he can give me some good special teams work and provide you a little bit of a downfield threat with some speed, great. I'm not seeing anything more than that. I think others are going to have to step up in the wide receiver group, including Sammy.
Yep.
And probably DeMarcus Robinson. But I would look at him, this is, to me, more fairly a Chris Conley replacement than a Tyreek Hill replacement, at least in year number one.
I think also, too, though, we see so many of these return guys we talked about earlier that just don't amount to anything in the offensive side of things. We saw it with Dexter McCluster. We saw it with Devin Hester. We saw a little bit with Dante Hall. He had a little bit of offensive success, but mostly coming on special teams. Hill has been one of the only guys that has been able to be an unbelievable returner and turning into a Pro Bowler from a wide receiver standpoint. So the odds are
Antonio Brown was pretty good.
Yeah, Antonio Brown. But I'm talking kind of here in Kansas City and the guys that we're kind of familiar with. But you're right, Antonio Brown does factor in. But the odds are you're going to be either really good at returning or you're going to be an offensive guy. It's hard to do both. So the odds are kind of against Mecole Hardman, you know?
We'll hear from Lewis Riddick of ESPN. He had some thoughts on the Chiefs offseason. We'll hear from him coming up. And your chance to win $1,000. Be listening for that key word, chance at $1,000 next.
Fesco in the morning.
It's 1,000 on the 30s. Text the code word MATH to 72881, MATH, M-A-T-H, MATH, to 72881. You could be the $1,000 cash winner in the national contest. At 610 Sports Radio is the only sports radio station in Kansas City. Gives you a shot at up to $12,000 each weekday. Listen on the 30s from 7 to 7. Your next chance coming up at 10:30. Complete rules at 610sports.com. MATH to 72881 for your chance at $1,000.
Quick update on that poll up at 610 Sports KC on Twitter. You are the Chiefs GM. A team offers you their first round pick for the next 10 years for Patrick Mahomes. Do you take it? Josh Klingler is the one that says yes. Bob and I are sensible. We say no, as well as 84% of you saying that.
I'll take my chances.
84%.
Take my chances with 10 picks. You don't know what's going to happen. How many titles does Andrew Luck have? How many titles does Andrew Luck have? Once in a generation quarterback.
That would be zero.
Zero. I'm saying stuff happens. We don't know. I could roll the dice and play with 10 picks and Andy.
I just want to play with Andy.
I'd rather play with Patrick, though, let's be honest.
Oh my.
I'm looking at a website right now, shoowin.com, S-H-O-O-W-I-N.
Is that that foot fetish site you always
telling
me about?
No, it's not that one. It's one, though, where you can reserve tickets to every postseason game. You can pick your team, buy your ticket right now, and get your reservation. So if you're a believer in the Royals right now, you can get postseason tickets for $8. You can buy those tickets. Now, if the Royals make the playoffs, you get the tickets for $8. If they don't make the playoffs, then you're out the non-refundable fee. Is that something you would be
interested in doing?
How much
is the non-refundable fee? The $8?
The $8, yeah. The $8.
That's gambling, basically.
Correct.
I mean, it's not reserving tickets. It's gambling.
Does the price of the ticket, I'm assuming, have to coincide with your likelihood of making the postseason?
Like the Chiefs right now, you can reserve AFC divisional playoffs home game for $159. You can reserve a 2020 AFC championship game home only ticket for $183. You can reserve your
deal.
Super Bowl ticket right now for the Chiefs if they make it. For $889,
I'm good.
Are you going to do something like? Is that something that interests you?
It is essentially like gambling. But if you said, okay, so $189 for the AFC Championship game,
right?
Need two of those. Plunk down $400, and if it happens, you get two tickets for $400.
Which is kind of what the face value was last year, if I'm not mistaken, for those championship game tickets.
I think I could probably get them for that same genre.
You know, same price range. So. You could probably end up getting them on the open market for a little bit cheaper.
Now, if they guaranteed me a Royals playoff seat for $8, if they happen to make the playoffs,
and I spent eight,
I feel like the $8, I could go, well, I got a much better seat than $8. That'd be a nice value. So this is essentially gambling.
Right.
That's what it is. It's not securing tickets. It's gambling.
If you are a Jayhawk fan right now.
It's not gambling. It's science.
For $1, you can reserve a Cotton Bowl ticket if the Jayhawks make it. For $1.
That's pretty good.
Cotton Bowl?
Yeah. Fiesta Bowl, $5. Peach Bowl, $1. Sugar Bowl, $1. National Championship Game, $3. Big 12 Championship Game, $5. I wonder how many people are going out there and making these random bids on teams.
I mean, it'd be kind of
to
fun.
Make money
it'd
on
be,
this thing.
It'll be fun if it turned out. If you like bet one of those long shot things, like I bet $2 on so and so going to the to their league championship game. Nobody thought this was going to happen. Guess what? I'm going. And I spent $2 on tickets.
How about this right now?
It's a nice story, but
it's like a waste of $8.
Seems like, yeah.
Yeah, like there's no return on investment here.
Other than the good story and that, I might have tickets at the end of it. I don't find that that's a winner.
Here's one for you right now. For $85, you can reserve all three sessions of the Final Four next year if you're a Kansas Jayhawk fan for your team. Or you can reserve a national championship game ticket if the Jayhawks play it for $25 right now. For the game down in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. If you're a Jayhawk fan,
that's
is the $25 investment worth it for that?
Yes.
I think
that would be. You're like, oh, if they make the title game, I've got a ticket, and I'm only going to spend $25.
If you're going to bet $100 on the Jayhawks to win to go to the championship this year, what are you laughing at?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about Jayhawk football.
No, basketball.
You're talking basketball.
Like most people who are KU fans will go to Vegas and put $100 on KU to win a championship, right? People do that.
Sure.
So why not put the $100 on four tickets to go to the national championship game? At least there you've got, you know, something attainable. You got the tickets to the game. You're getting to go to that game. And if they don't make it, either way, you're out $100. If you bet the Jayhawks to go to the championship game and they don't, you're out $100 in Vegas, or you're out $100 to this ticket site. So
yeah, because if I bet $100, I don't know what the odds are right now. What if I bet $100 for them to win the title right now?
Is that enough
to cover the cost of four Final Four tickets?
I don't know, but you'd have to go cash that in and then get to the final. Like, you know, it's not logistically easy to do that.
It's just straight up gambling.
Yeah, it is. It's like legal. It's kind of cool. I like it. Shoowin.com. Shoowin.com.
By the way, small piece of Chiefs breaking news. Chiefs signing Juan Thornhill today. So Kalen Saunders, the only draft pick.
Josh has been using that in his update all morning long. Thanks.
Well,
they finally
confirmed it, though.
The Chiefs
made it official.
Oh, so now it's official because the Chiefs
said
so.
Correct. Correct. It is. It is unofficial till the team makes it official.
Right.
That's how it always works. But yes, the team made it official this morning.
Now, I don't know if this is a deal or not. NLDS home game one at Wrigley Field, $99. I think you can get NL and ALDS tickets for less than that.
And that would be only if your team makes it. You're not just paying $99 and getting NLDS tickets right now, wherever it happens to be.
No, that's just for the Cubs.
You'd have to pick your team.
You're picking the team.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I mean, are these
World Series?
This is just
good
like betting.
Seats?
There are some value bets, and there are some ones that don't make any sense.
Yeah, how do the seats work? I'm assuming you're getting nosebleed seats.
I would imagine.
probably the worst available.
No, this is for lower level, one seat for NLDS game one at Wrigley, $165. Upper level, you can reserve right now for $10 for the NLDS.
No, that wouldn't be bad.
Four seats, $99.
The expensive ones don't make much sense to me because you could take your chances and...
Text line, want another website again?
Shoowin.com. Shoowin.com. Hmm. Interesting. It's
not
really
a foot fetish site.
No. Okay. It's interesting.
Some of those long shot ones I would probably do.
You mean like the $8 for the Royals or something like that?
Something like that. You're like, I bet $8. Essentially bet. I'm not saying I'm acquiring tickets. The $25
Kansas for the championship game.
Why wouldn't you?
Put $100 down.
Sure.
Yeah.
That they made it, you got tickets. Assuming this site's legit and can get you those tickets.
Right. That's the other thing. Yeah.
We're just finding this site right now.
Like $50,000 to some prince somewhere to get my tickets.
Yeah.
Well, it's been backed by Forbes, FanSided, Sports Illustrated, CNBC, TechCrunch, and the Wall Street Journal. So.
What about the Riverfront Times?
Not on there.
Are they actually putting their logos on there? Or are they just they're saying that they've been backed by them?
No, they're just putting their logos on there, I would imagine.
Better Business Bureau or anything on there? Yeah. One of those?
Oh, they also have what they call the Shoowin wallet, and you can withdraw money from your Shoowin wallet and add money to your Shoowin wallet. Oh, yeah, it's clearly gambling. It's 100% what it is. You're right.
It's probably the early attempt. This thing's probably been around for a while. It's the early attempt at getting your gambling dollars. They circumvent that by just saying, no, this is about tickets. It's
right.
About getting tickets.
Yeah, it's tickets.
It's essentially gambling. I mean, can they assure that they can pay off, that they can pay out?
Well, it doesn't
they can
say
go
that
and
they
get
can't.
Those. They're willing to take that loss if you bet $8. On the Royals making the postseason,
are
they
the
playoff
to,
game? Are they going to go get you a $250 ticket for $8?
Yeah, I don't know.
For your $8, are they going to come through at that point in time?
That's a good question. I would.
I hold them to that? Be a little bit difficult for me to believe. Never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of him.
You can't knock the hustle and the big finish. Coming your way next.
Fesco in the morning.
Like a combo of reggae and mariachi.
Mm-hmm. It's very inviting, though.
Feels like I should be getting some chips and salsa right now.
Love this story, courtesy of Barstool Sports. South African man arrested for eating at KFC free for a year by saying the head office sent him to taste if they were up to standard.
That's fantastic. It's really a good story, isn't it?
So apparently, this guy had a buddy who was a limousine driver.
Okay.
So he got the limousine driver to, on his off time, drive him to KFC's.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
And he would sometimes be dressed up in a suit, but he would always show up, look very important, walk into a KFC and say, apparently I really love KFC. The front office has sent me. I need to make sure that your chicken is up to standard. And they would give him free food. And apparently he did this at like multiple locations, multiple times.
This is
it's
great.
It's believed that he got hundreds of meals
right
off of KFC by pretending he was in charge. He had a fake ID card and would go in and they'd just give him KFC to, you know, product test.
Right. The fact that he showed up in a limo too was really good. Cause like the quality control guy's rolling around in a limo, right? Mm-hmm. Checking out the KFC.
He said, I'm going to have a buddy that drove a limo and so he was kind of in on it.
Right. This took place where in South Africa, I think is what they said. Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic.
So, like an abundance of KFCs in South Africa?
Apparently, he found four or five of them that he would frequent.
He just would, like, make the rounds?
Yes.
Yep. He managed to find several different KFC outlets across South Africa and used the same story each time to get himself hundreds of free dinners.
How was the quality control? Did it work out well?
It must have been good. Kept going back.
Kept going back for more. When did they realize, wait a second here, something's going on? Like, when did it hit, you know, the employees or whoever's working at the KFC? Why did they care?
Was he going to other places other than KFC? I've got a lot of questions for this guy.
So this was a staffer that said, when he arrived, we would all try to act our best so that we didn't piss off the man from the head office. He was so convincing. He was so confident. And even colleagues from other branches of KFC knew him.
Oh.
So when he came in, he rushed to the kitchen and checked everything, taking notes and asked for samples of whatever he wanted. I think he probably worked for KFC before because he seemed to know everything.
That's right. I think it's great. I love this guy.
But you're right, Ryan. I need to know more about this guy.
I got a lot of questions. I want to know how many KFCs are in South Africa.
Yeah. Right.
And if there's an abundance of other places, was he like going to other spots too? Like, is there like five Arby's that he was hitting up?
Or maybe he just really likes KFC.
No, he was going to KFC. He found an inn and capitalized on that inn. I used to do it in college with beer companies all the time. Before the internet, I used to call the 800 numbers on the beer and call the beer companies and say the beer was skunked. And sure enough, they either checks would come in the mail or beer would show up at the front door. Every single time it would happen. So I kind of see where this guy's coming from.
Take the boy out of New Jersey.
It's directly from my mother. My mother used to sell fake Rolexes and tags to my friends out of the car. She'd be diving on the streets in New York City, scooping up faux purses when the cops would break up stand.
According to Google, there are 20 different KFCs in South Africa.
Well, there you go. He went to 4 or 5.
And he
quite
had
a path, though, that he'd have to take.
Ryan, I can envision you on a scam like this. I admitted to
going
mine.
Going so
to
great, though, I mean, that other stores knew that he was like, oh, yeah. If another store called, like, did you have, like, a Chuck the Inspector come by? And they're like, yeah, he came by our store, too. They're like, okay, cool.
Cool.
I guess he's legit. Yeah, people verifying for him.
20 different KFCs.
That's awesome.
You can really run the gamut. I've told you before, I go to Denny's multiple times on my birthday to get a free breakfast.
Yeah.
Or the free Grand Slam.
How many times in one day have you? Why not? That's not really scamming Denny's. I mean, that's just going from location to location.
Because then you go ruin my racket.
Are you still running a racket right now?
I mean, I'm not making that Bob Fesco money. So.
Are you still really running rackets right now?
Just saying. Sometimes you got to run a little game.
I mean, in second grade, I was writing letters to Lay's potato chips, telling them Lance potato chips, telling them there wasn't enough chips in the bag. They sent me a case of stuff.
How many times did you Denny's on your most recent birthday?
Three times.
How many meals did you have on your birthday?
4 or 5, something like that. I don't know. A lot of drinking and eating going on.
Big finish.
It's time for the big finish.
Is that not normal?
Have. Brought to you by EverNewClinics.com.
It was like,
here it comes. Swung on, line to left field, and it is a base hit. Here's Witt around third. Here's the throw to the plate, and Nicky Lopez has his first big league hit and his first big league RBI. One pitch after Whit Merrifield got his 500th career hit.
Also eating free at Denny's today, Nicky Lopez.
That's right. Mm.
He may see you there, Ryan.
I mean, there's like 15 McDonald's in South Africa as well. In my defense, I had a very light breakfast to get that day going. One of those meals was chicken wings, and those were from a food truck at a brewery. I don't know how that's in my defense now that I think about it. Why didn't this guy go to McDonald's? There's so many McDonald's, too.
He liked KFC.
Why ask? I mean, what do you care? It's none of your business. Why did the guy go to KFC? I don't know.
By the way, there's no Arby's in South Africa. I looked.
Josh, have you ever run a scam?
Oh, we got Wendy's. What else?
No.
No?
I think so.
You've always been on the up and up?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no Wendy's in South Africa. That's upsetting.
There's barely any Wendy's left in this area.
And yet there's 20 KFCs? I'm confused.
South Africa? Sure, it's big.
You know what it is? If Wendy's, when they took away the spicy chicken nugget, that's what did them in. Yeah, hell in a handbasket right then.
So back to Nicky. Lopez gets his first hit, his debut last night. If you missed our chat with him yesterday, you want to hear the story about how he was called up. really fun chat with Nicky Lopez we had yesterday on the show. You can listen to that in the on-demand section, 610sports.com, or via the radio.com app. Made his debut last night, batted second. A little bit of a number change, so hopefully he didn't go by that number 19
early. If you did, it's a collector's item,
I guess. Though. Or you could just put some duct tape over the 9. He's now wearing number 1. But Nicky Lopez getting that first major league hit, which turned out to be an RBI single as well.
I was actually less nervous than I thought I was going to be. But, yeah, definitely butterflies. I tried to take it all in when I went out there. Kind of looked up and, you know, just took it all in and saw all the fans and, you know, the bright lights, the big crown in the center field. Try to take as much in as possible today.
The big league debut is so cool.
It really
is.
I got
checkers in South Africa. I can't even get checkers here.
Move.
To South Africa?
How bad do you want checkers?
Pretty bad.
Then go.
It's fries with heat. There's no Hardee's, though.
But you're right, man. That big league debut is better than any other sport making a debut. It seems like there's more celebration, more fanfare, more buildup than anything else. You know, like it is really cool. I think it's still because as a kid, you dream of making that major league debut. I never dreamt as a child of making a debut in the NFL, but in Major League Baseball, when you're a kid, baseball, you always dreamed of making that, yeah, and you reenacted it and did all that kind of stuff.
If you're in football,
stuff,
you
right?
just fast-forwarded right to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that football dream. Like, I always dreamed of playing in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And baseball, it's like, I always dreamed of getting that call to the show.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, my first major league at bat, man. Here we go. I mean, that's kind of the way you did it as a kid. But you're right. Yeah, as a kid, you always dreamt about making a catch in the Super Bowl and throwing a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Maybe the bar was a little bit lower. He's like, I just hope to, you know, hit one day in the major leagues. And Nicky Lopez does.
Just
cool.
Happy to be here, be part of the team.
Yeah.
Just trying to do what it takes to help the team win.
1,000%. Mm-hmm. All those things.
So really good stuff last night by Nicky Lopez. That was fun. And credit the Royals as an entire team for putting on a good show last night. You had a lot more eyeballs on you than you probably have had since opening day. A lot more eardrums on you, probably for the first time since opening day. You had an opportunity to make an impact and make an impression.
And you did.
And you
scored
did.
9 runs in the first 2 innings.
Yep. Made a great impression last night. If the Royals play like that every night going forward, they'll put themselves in that position to challenge for that final wild card spot.
I thought they'd kind of like just kind of ease him in a little bit. How about batting second right out of the chute,
yeah,
too?
I said either second or 8 yesterday is what I kind of thought he would
like
be hitting.
Like a gentleman.
And then they just, you know what? You're batting number 2. Why not bat him number 2, right? You know,
that's a lot of speed up there.
Yeah, it really is. Boy, the guys could fly at the top of that lineup. And now Mondi's hitting 3rd. Come on now.
Pretty good.
Come on.
There's a big finish.
Better than mother's milk, man.
Come on.
Brought to you by Everdue, Kansas City's first intimate health clinic for men and women. Proven results for good. Very good. Visit evernewclinics.com. That's EVRNU clinics.com.
Checkers is actually the grocery store, but not the delicious fast food establishment. So
I'm glad you got your mind occupied.
You're hungry, aren't you?
I will not be moving to South Africa, in case you were curious. You weren't?
Show and Burn next. You're on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.